topic 5.3 is to describe the overall reaction of photosynthesis as requiring energy from light to split apart the strong bonds in water molecules, storing the hydrogen in a fuel or glucose by combining it with carbon dioxide and releasing oxygen into the atmosphere. So that's a rather roundabout way of referring to your 6CO2 plus 6H2O gives C6H12O6 plus 6O2. If you can't recite that equation in your head, in your sleep, then there's not much hope at A2. Photosynthesis is a two-stage process. The light-dependent reaction only occurs during daylight. The light-independent reaction can continue 24 hours a day. Try not to refer to them as the light reactions and dark reactions. That rather implies that the light-independent reaction, old-fashionedly known as the dark reaction, can only take place at night. And that's not the case, okay? So I'd rather you refer to light-dependent and light-independent. There's evidence that there's two stages of this. Temperature has a clear effect on the rate of photosynthesis in experiments, which suggests that although the light levels have been initially limited, or are limiting the rate, that there's a second stage that's controlled by temperature-sensitive enzymes. Whenever you're looking at anything to do with temperature, you should be thinking about what's going to happen to the enzymes, but more on that later. The experiments that have looked at photosynthesis have also shown that a plant given alternating periods of dark and light forms more carbohydrate than one that's put into continuous light. The period of darkness has ensured that all the product from the first stage is converted into carbohydrate before it builds up. So this might be something that those of you who happen to know people with cannabis farms might want to pass on, that maybe they shouldn't be lighting their plants 24 hours a day. So you need to remember oxidation and reduction. Oil rig, oxidation is loss, reduction is gain of electrons. Oxidation is addition of oxygen, loss of hydrogen, and usually energy being given out. Reduction is the reverse, and you can't have one without the other. Okay. The pigments are involved in the light-dependent reaction. They're going to be absorbing the wavelengths, 700 nanometers in photosystem 1, 680 nanometers in photosystem 2. The light-dependent reaction is going to use light to excite electrons, to break apart water, give out oxygen as a waste product, and then use that hydrogen to reduce the coenzyme NADP, okay, and form some ATP that's going to be used in the light-independent reaction, also known as the Calvin cycle. And the Calvin cycle is where carbon dioxide gets added to that hydrogen, and a glucose is formed, okay? That's the overview of photosynthesis. Now we'll start looking at the individual sections of it.